All right, guys. So we're talking live with Anna, who's 90326 at loveme.com. So far, what a lovely girl. Beautiful voice I mentioned you have, Anna, and your English is just terrific. And you said that you haven't been practicing or speaking English in over a year. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've been to the States like the summer before, mm-hmm. so it's been already a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out of practice. But still, yeah, I can understand what you're saying and can say a couple of words myself.
Yeah, you sound terrific. You really do. You're just great. Well, you know, Anna, we saw your profile and we saw your lovely pictures. I like your pictures very, very much.
Okay.
I don't know.
I love them too.
You love them too? You know.
Yeah.
You remind me of some actress. Your pictures are just so, I don't know, so feminine and so perfect, and your beauty is so real. We thought, what an exciting girl. We should get to know more about her. So I have some questions that I thought I would ask you just casually, and you could talk a little bit with us about how you decided to join a marriage agency and what kind of person you're looking for. So if it's okay, we'll talk a little bit around that.
Okay.
And again, I mentioned, Anna, we have gentlemen who are listening to us, and I know you've said you've been to the States before. I think you went to San Diego. Is that right?
No, I've been to San Diego, but I've actually been living in Southern California in Claremont.
Uh-huh.
And then I've been an exchange student in Claremont with the host family.
Okay.
And then my host family moved to Upland, so then I went to see them in summer, mm-hmm. 2006 or 2005, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Upland. So I've actually been staying in Southern California.
Very nice.
And I've been to San Diego a couple times, just doing sightseeing.
Sure. Claremont, Oakland, and San Diego. So you've seen a lot of Southern California.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, we also been traveling around with the host family, and they've been to Seattle, to San Francisco.
Very good.
And we've been to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So kind of like seen around there. And I like Southern California the best,
uh-huh.
because of the weather and, you know, Hollywood and stuff like that.
Of course. Many beautiful cities in California. San Francisco is a very unique city. Obviously, you've seen Oakland, and San Diego is such a lovely city, and some very lovely beaches and beautiful coast and seashore in Southern California.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
It's much warmer there than it's now in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It's already like snowing and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're lucky there to have a much better weather than we do.
I'm in Chicago, or close to Chicago, and so our weather is very much like yours, actually, and we just got our first snow yesterday. But it's
really?
Yeah, but it's lovely, so.
Okay, but I don't think it's get that bad as it's get here. When it's like really cold here, it's like minus 40 in Celsius. It's just terrible.
Yeah.
And you can imagine how much I miss California.
Thursday. Yes, I can. I'm sure Southern California misses you also, Anna.
Oh, well, I hope so.
I'm glad you had a chance to come to California and to visit America. That's really terrific.
Exactly. Well, I'm very happy, too, because, like, I love the States.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, the best country in the world.
Hmm. Well, you know, I think sometimes it's natural to want what you don't have. For example, I know that people in Russia probably think that California is a great place to be. And it is. It's a great place, of course. But, you know, in America, we don't have anything like St. Petersburg, Anna. It's a beautiful city. The lovely architecture, all of the palaces, the Peterhof, the Hermitage. We don't have anything in America like that. And it's something I wish every American could see.
Yeah. Well, I've heard some Americans saying that St. Petersburg is lovely. Like, all the Americans who've ever been to St. Petersburg, they say that it's so beautiful and all the palaces and stuff. Well, you know, like what the Americans usually see in St. Petersburg, it's all the palaces and all the sightseeing. They don't see like how people actually live.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what makes them so impressed.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, if they get to know, like, what's, I mean, to know their life, if they get to know life in Russia better, they don't get that excited about this place.
Well, maybe, but I look forward to coming to St. Petersburg again and seeing more of your country, and I wouldn't mind even living there for at least a little while. I love your people. Your people are so intelligent and friendly and culturally aware and beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we were looking at your profile, Anna. We saw pictures of this lovely girl, and we saw that you spoke English and you do speak so well. We thought it would be an exciting opportunity for us to know more about you, if you are, in fact, hoping to meet somebody for love and marriage and family and those kinds of things. The guys who are listening are also here for that reason, and, you know, there might be a nice opportunity for them to learn more about you. Do you mind if I ask how you heard of the marriage agency and when you decided to join it?
Well, actually, like, I've been thinking about, like, well, you know, you always think about meeting somebody you love, right? Maybe, like, since you are 15 or 16, or I don't know what age, like, people start looking for somebody they would love. But I can't, well, I've been thinking about maybe marrying or starting dating a foreigner, because I find that American men are, treat women better than Russian men do. They are, I mean, like, there is this thing that's kind of like Asian in the way that Russian men treat women,
mm-hmm.
kind of being aggressive and oppressive sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And like after being exposed to a foreign, to American culture, like as I said, that I've been living there, so, like, I kind of can't take this.
Hmm.
I want to be treated as an individual, and I want to be respected. And on my side, at the same time, I'm ready to give all this to them, to give my love, to give my respect, to give my friendship to the person I would be together. So I view the relationship is not a kind of like then somebody oppresses another person. I view the relationship as a partnership.
Of course.
Individuals who respect each other and who want to make each other's lives better and happier.
Absolutely.
So that's why I came to the idea of marrying or starting to date or maybe considering a relationship with an American man.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that they are different from Russian men.
Mm-hmm.
In this way, the way they treat women.
Well, I'd like to think that American men are family-oriented men who respect women. I think there are good and bad people, of course, everywhere that you go, and I know there are good Russian men. I've met them. Boy, Anna, you know, in America, we would love to meet someone like you, and it's not common that someone who is as mature and intelligent and certainly as lovely as you are, who's thinking about, you know, falling in love and maybe getting married and starting a family, it's not common that such women are single for very long, because most American men want to do exactly that. They want to get married and have a family and have a beautiful wife on their arm everywhere that they go. So, you know, you're lucky that you were so young when you came to America, I suppose, because we would have kept you here and not let you go home otherwise, I think.
Oh, yeah, I was too young. I was 15 when I first came.
Yeah, I think you were a little young, but it's a good thing. You never would have made it back.
Yeah.
Well, Anna, you know, you mentioned that Russian men are a bit aggressive sometimes, perhaps not as respectful to women, and now that you've been exposed to other cultures, you might see that women can be loved and respected and treated as an equal. I like the way that you put that, that relationships are about somebody not trying to oppress the other person, but obviously trying to
exactly.
help the other person grow and fulfill their dreams. That's exactly what love should be.